Our Lord tells us we have to be detached from our mother and father and wife and children, relatives, and also that we have to renounce all our possessions in order to be the disciple, in order to be true disciples of Jesus, this kind of detachment that is necessary. And he sandwiches these statements by the example of if you're going to build a tower, you sit down and consider whether you have enough money to complete the project, or if you're going to go into battle, that you sit down and consider whether you can win in battle against an enemy that's twice your size. So this sitting down and considering is this reflection on our life, reflection on this life and reflection on eternity, to see whether you to consider how I'm going to get to heaven, how I'm going to earn heaven, so to speak, how I'm going to purchase this pearl of great price, which is heaven. In order to do that, we have to consider the things of this worth, this earth, as rubbish, so to speak, as St. Paul said, compared to the treasure of heaven and of the will of God and of Jesus himself. And, you know, we see this especially in religious life. If you're looking at religious life, people don't consider the value of religious life, the pearl of great price, which religious life is. How do you compare that to the world? Compare that, especially if you have a calling to religious life, you compare all the value of religious life, all the prayers, all the sacrifices, all the treasures, all the rewards stored up in religious life, compared to if we didn't follow our vocation. There's no comparison, comparison's not even close. And what if we live for the world? What if we're a layperson living for the world rather than living for God and renouncing all our possessions, so to speak, renouncing all our possessions, renouncing all our attachments to possessions and creatures? What a waste of life if we are attached to the world and we live for the world. What a waste. It's all vanity. It's a complete waste. And compared to if we live for God, if we're detached from these things and we did use everything in this world and our relations with creatures for serving God, for showing our love for God, and giving everything to God, giving all to God, giving all our possessions, all our affections and all our will, all our desires and all our plans, all our will to God, giving it all over to God. This is the true value. And it takes a reflection, meditation, consideration on the important things. This is why we have to meditate. This is why I have to spend time in silence and solitude at times, time praying the rosary, reflecting on the things that are truly important, putting God first, putting Him first and always first, all the time, and doing everything according to the will of God, which takes reflection and discernment. What is God's will for me throughout my whole day, throughout my whole life? So we're renouncing all our possessions to obtain the will of God, to obtain Jesus Christ Himself in my life fully and completely, and living for that true important thing, which is eternal life, eternal values, the internal things. We live for that, and so let's pray for that grace. I pray for that grace and spend that time reflecting on a day-to-day basis on heaven and on the vanity of this world.
Fructum ventris tuum.